President, not only the HOA, but the PTO. You there?
Yes, we're right here.
Are you? You must be on a cordless.
We're on the cordless, Steve. So we'll try to move into the kitchen. It is graduation time, Phil, and it's cap and gown time, and we are so much looking forward to having the kids over to our house for pictures before graduation, and we've also organized the kids to come over to the house after graduation. We also, I heard you talking about the limousines. We, Seth and his friends wanted a Humvee limousine, so...
A Humvee?
Yeah, they wanted to have a Humvee limousine, so we've done that. And then, as I said, after we have invited all the kids back over to the house for a post-graduation party.
All right, now here's the thing. Graduation's different from prom, isn't it? From the standpoint of the families involved?
Well, I think there's a traditional view that graduation is for families. But Steve and I feel that from the kids that we've talked to, and we do have a lot of the kids over at our house all the time, for some reason the kids are very comfortable with us, and they're very comfortable at our home. So,
well, what have they told you?
Well, it isn't so much what the kids tell us, but Steve and I feel, you know, it's the unspoken. The kids want to be on their own, and I think there's been an overemphasis in recent years on having the families, you know, the grandparents, and it's really a little much for the kids. A lot of parents, I think, still believe that it's, and it's unfortunate. Steve and I believe the kids really want to be away from their parents.
Okay, well, why is it at your house, in other words? So, you know, the kids are going to be on their own.
I guess it's just because we know the kids will feel comfortable with us. They feel more relaxed. They're loose. They loosen up a lot around us, and they want to be themselves around us. And I guess...
Well, this brought you into conflict with some of the parents, okay? Because there were two or three of them that we were talking to before we went on the air.
No, but only a couple of the parents.
Well, maybe a couple of them. But they feel that, like I was saying to you, that graduation is for prom, I understand.
Well, you know, it's funny how... You want to help some people understand the kids. Steve and I guess, we're a little bit more in tune with the kids.
What do you mean?
You know, I listen to a lot of the modern music. Steve does, too. We listen to Coldplay. We love Good Charlotte. A lot of the different bands. I shop at War Babies. I don't shop at Nordstrom's. I don't go to Saks. I go to Tunisia in the mall. I go to a lot. I get the embroidered jeans.
So you're saying that you dress a lot like the kids and you make them comfortable and they want to be at the house, and so I understand that. But again, it's graduation, which is generally the extended family, the grandmother, the grandfather.
Right, and I've seen that. Well, we run up against two problems there. We try in our community to limit that kind of family visiting because we don't want to appear as if we're a retirement community. That's number one. Number two... We have spoken to the parents individually, and we've spoken to them via email, that Steve and I are going to have the graduation party, and they need to understand that they're really out of step with their kids. The kids don't want, they spend the last 12 years, you know, with their grandparents. And I told Karen Bogle and her husband, and I know these are the people you talk to, Phil, I said, look, you don't understand, it's not me. The kids don't want to be around you. And I don't mean be around you, but they want to party with their friends, and they want to party with Steve and I. And
well, you know, it's interesting you say they want to party with their friends, and they want to party with you and Steve. And if these are teenagers...
Well, it's true, Phil.
It really is true, Mr. They want to party with us.
All right. Well, they're graduating from high school. This is a time where...
They are graduating from high school. They do want to be with their friends, but because Steve and I are very... I guess we're very with it. We're very contemporary, and the kids, they want to be at our house, and the girls want to see what I'm what I'm wearing, and because I'm very contemporary. That's really the best way I can put it.
All right, our number is 1-800 here in the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, I should say, here in the Phil Hendry Show. Graduation, is it for families, or is it a time when the kids ought to be left alone? You know, look at the meeting that you had of your PTO where the families got up and said they didn't want their kids over at your house at graduation time, is what I'm saying. It puts you in a...
Now, Phil, it put us into conflict with two or three...
Well, there was they said they didn't want their kids over there.
Well, if they don't want their kids over at our house, they can come and get their kids. We told them, and we issued this in a three-page memo, that if you don't want the kids at our graduation party, you can come and pick them up after Steve and I have an intervention with you, because...
Well, what do you mean an intervention? Are you saying, see, this is what the lady was taking exception to. She doesn't want to be told how to raise her kids.
And I, in most cases, wouldn't tell a woman how to raise her kids. But when it comes to the fact that Steve and I are very much like these kids, we have to have the intervention. And that means sitting down and talking with these people about how much their children really want to be at our party, and that they're taking them away from something that they want to be at, and are really making them unhappy. And only then will we release the children to their parents.
When is this graduation? It's right after the...
Right after the event.
It's right after the graduation. The kids will get their caps and gowns, they'll get their diplomas, and if they want, they can have pictures taken with their parents and with the grandparents or whatever old people have come. And then we ask them to be at our house no later than 9:30 for the party to start.
Now, the adults are not allowed in?
No. No adult, except for Steve and I, no adults are allowed in.
Why is that? Okay, I know what you're saying.
Phil, I tried to...
No, I know what you're saying about how you and Steve understand the kids better than most parents, but if you're there, your son's going to be there, so your son has the benefit of his parents being at this graduation party. Why can't the other kids have the benefit of their parents being there?
It's really a matter of the kids don't want their parents there. They want to be able to let their hair down. You know, Steve, I don't know.
They want to loosen. They want to get loose and loosen up.
I didn't hear him.
The kids want to just loosen up and get loose, and they can't do it around their parents, but they can do it around us. So we felt that this was a great compromise. We'll have the kids over, and we'll have the party, and we'll keep the other adults out, but Steve and I will be there. Steve's going to have a barbecue going, right, Steve?
Yeah, we're going to turn some tri-tip.
We'll have tri-tip going for the kids.
All right. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. As a PTO president and as a Homeowners Association president, I know you have certain duties and you have certain obligations, but I didn't know that it extended to you being able to have a party, a post-graduation party for the kids graduating from high school and keeping their parents out of the party.
It in some cases it does, Phil, yeah. When I decide or when I deem that it's necessary for these kids to get loose and to just, you know...
They want to get loose.
Then yes. And unfortunately... you know, it's like this. I know how to dress, and I know the music that the kids like, so they like being around me. But their own mothers, a lot of them, Phil, I have to tell you, they hate their mothers. And I don't know whether it's because I didn't have any daughters of my own. The girls gravitate toward me. The boys do, because I guess I look young. And the girls like Steve, because he's, you know, he's a handsome guy. So this is just what we're going to do. Well,
if I came to your house and I didn't want the kids...
So I don't know why you're making such an issue out of this.
It's become kind of an issue for me, because if I don't want my kid at a party, and I would rather have my son or my daughter with me and with his extended family after their graduation, and I come over to the house to pick my son or my daughter up, you won't let that kid go unless you have an intervention with me.
That is correct, yes.
And what does that constitute?
Steve and I sit down and explain to you that your kids are filled with anger and I don't want to say hatred, but they're embarrassed by what you are, and Steve and I are more with it. And that's how we get along with them.
So you're going to sit there and tell me how lame I am?
No, Steve, is that...
Well, no, not in so many words.
But that's what you're going to say. You're going to sit and tell the parents like me, I'm too lame to be with my own kids on their graduation?
Phil, I really don't want to put it. Yes, in a way, a lot of parents are. You're not alone. A lot of parents are just too lame to be with their kids on graduation and only graduation. Other times, I understand.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is a very unusual graduation party they're having for their son Seth's graduating class. No parents allowed. Only Bobby and Steve, Mr. and Mrs. Dooley, who feel that they understand the kids and are a little bit more contemporary, are going to be there. But it is their decision that no other parents will be there because they're, well, you just heard her, they're too lame to be with their kids. Graduation. You know, it used to be a time when you'd have the grandma, the grandpa, the whole family flew in for this thing. Now, you're too lame. Party, the throwing for their son's graduating class 2005 from Western Estates High is going to be for kids only. No parents allowed because they're too lame. Now, you're coming on a little strong.
And I realize that, Phil. And I wanted to say to all the parents, you know, you are certainly welcome to not have your kids go to our graduation party. We don't want it to appear as if we're appropriating. But what you're doing really is you're forcing the kids to spend time with adults that I don't know even how to say it.
Well, you said that you and Steve are with it.
Well, we listen to the music. We listen to Coldplay. We listen to Good Charlotte.
You listen to Coldplay and Good Charlotte. Okay. So, and you say you wear low rider jeans?
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Good Charlotte, man. How long? Where are we going, Harry? Line 3, you say? Okay.
Good Charlotte's it's an interesting band.
All right, Melanie, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, ma'am.
Good. My name's Melanie, and I have a 9-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. and I wear low-ride jeans mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. short shirts. Does that mean that I'm allowed, even though I'm 32 years of age?
No, this is for high school seniors. I don't understand.
Okay.
What you're talking about.
What are you guys going to be doing at the party that you can't allow children, parents?
You wouldn't be allowed because you're not one of the graduating seniors. Is that what your question was?
No, my question is why. What are you going to be doing at this party? I mean, obviously, you think
well,
you're sexy
to keep
enough
people,
to.
We're trying
wait
to keep
a minute.
People
you're
out.
To think, obviously,
who are
you think
a
you're sexy
lame.
Enough to attract teenage boys, and obviously,
it's
you think
not
your
my
husband.
Fault.
Is good enough looking to
mm-hmm.
attract teenage daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you think that you need to have these kids at your house without parental supervision? What is it that you
no,
need to
do? No,
they
do have parental supervision. Steve and I are going to be there.
Parental supervision by someone who says that they are sexy enough to attract teenage boys?
The boys are comfortable around me because I'm good looking. If you've got a problem with that, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know what you look like, but I guess it's not good enough. I don't understand what your point is.
Okay. What is going to be going on at the
party? Are you frightening or something? I mean,
am I frightened? No, ma'am.
I would
never allow my daughter to go to a party where I did not know what was going on.
Are you frightening?
Am I frightening? No, actually, I'm a model looking. Thank you very much.
A model of what?
That's pretty good.
it's just a joke. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what do we have a question on the table here?
I don't know what she wants, Phil.
Well, my
she wants to go to a party with a bunch of kids who probably wouldn't want her there.
Well, you're at the party.
It's our home, yes. See, Melanie, there's some of us, when your daughter gets old enough, I hope that the kids are going to be comfortable around you.
Oh, the kids are comfortable around
well,
me.
Well, yeah,
I'm
at the age of nine. At the age of
and
nine,
and
yeah.
I wear all the hip clothes, and I'm very much friendly with my friend, my daughter's friends.
9-year-old boy.
However,
that's really great.
However, if I totally agree. If my friends, you know, parent, you know, if her friends want to come over and they want to have a drink on their graduation, then that's fine. And if they maybe they want to smoke pot, and I say, you know, only at the house. That's fine,
right.
But
you know,
I'm not going to do something that is going to make my friend, my daughter's friends, parents uncomfortable.
All right, could I ask something now? You're allowing 9-year-old children to smoke pot?
No, I said
that's what you just
graduate.
Said. No, you said you are hot to 9-year-old boys.
That is not what I said, ma'am.
Well, you were talking about how you're attractive to your daughter's friends.
Sir, did you hear what I said?
Well, I got to agree with Bobby. I'm not quite sure what it is you're saying.
Thank you, Phil.
But I'm not exactly agreeing with you either, Bobby. I'm not listening to, you know, you talking about being there at the party with your, how hot looking you are.
Look, I'm talking about high school seniors. She wants to hang around with 8-year-olds.
No. This is what I'm saying. I have a 9-year-old daughter right now.
Can you wrap it up? Because I really want to talk to some other people.
Sure.
Thanks.
I have a 9-year-old daughter right now.
All right, thank you.
Well, let's go on to Brenda. Brenda, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I cannot stand this woman. Bobby, why would you have a party without allowing other parents there? What have you got to hide?
Steve and I are there.
Oh, you and Steve, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that makes it
all perfect. We're not hiding anything. We're trying to keep the children comfortable and not having to be around people.
What do you have to hide?
We want the children to be comfortable.
What do you have to hide?
Well, we're hiding from you, okay?
I guess so.
Yeah.
And what are you guys doing together, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, Brenda, just so we don't have to look at you.
As a teacher, I know that you guys are going to be liable for anything that happens.
Well, you're a teacher, so you guys are liable for a lot, too.
Hell no, because we don't...
449-8686. Go to Natalie. Natalie?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, I'm 18 years old. I'm about to turn 19, and I graduated high school last year.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Mm-hmm.
I just think that that you're trying to be one of the kids and you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're an adult and you're supposed to act like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like I don't know if there's going to be drinking at this party or whatever.
You know what? I'm hearing a lot of people who are jealous of the fact that Steve and I get along with the kids really well. And
well, why are you hearing that?
Because they're all asking about drinking. I didn't say anything about drinking.
Well, that's pretty much what goes on at graduation parties. And if there's a party that's like no adults are going to come, there's kids are going to bring alcohol and you're going to get in trouble.
I said that the party's going to be chaperoned. Steve and I are going to be there.
Right.
And the kids are comfortable with
kids think no parents are allowed, then they're going to bring stuff and there's a good chance that since it's at your house, you're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Natalie, maybe you didn't hear this, but I said that Steve and I are going to be there.
Yeah, but all the other parents aren't going to be there.
Right, and you are the cool. You're supposedly the cool parents because
you listen
to cool music and you wear low rider jeans.
Well, how old are you?
Then I'm 18 years old.
Well, are you already graduated or do you have your GED?
I already graduated. I'm out of college right now.
Oh, you're out of college?
No, I'm in college.
Okay, so you graduated.
I just graduated last year.
Did you go to Did you go to your graduation party?
Yes, I did.
And there was drinking.
There was, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it,
What's wrong with that?
Well, what are you talking about? Are you going to have drinking at the party or not?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. That's what we're trying to figure out here.
We just want the kids to feel loose. Were you loose, Natalie?
What?
Did you loosen up?
Did I had a good time at my party.
Yeah, but
I'm not saying that it was right that there was just underage drinking at the party. But I'm just saying if you're going to, you know, if you're saying that there's going to be no parents, the kids are just going to do whatever they want, especially because you're acting like one of the kids, and you should be an adult if that's what you are.
What's wrong with an 18-year-old kid having, for the first time in his life, a good time without a lot of lame people standing there?
Nobody's ever had a good time in their life except for at this party you're throwing?
I think these kids have a better time at our house.
Are you going to allow high school seniors to be drinking at this party?
I don't know that I want to comment on that because your callers are very hostile and very really ignorant of young people. And
well, wait a minute. You're talking to people that are parents. You're a parent. They have their own kids and the ways they're going to do things. You got a graduation party, which obviously every kid's going to want to go to because it's at the Dooley's house where no other adults are going to be allowed. Is there going to be drinking there?
And by the way, Phil, the only people that have sex with their students are the teachers. Thank you.
Oh!
Got you on that one.
I didn't say anything.
No, I'm not having sex with the students. Teachers do that.
So you don't want to answer the question about drinking?
Not at this time, no.
Not at this time. Will there be marijuana use?
I don't want to answer that question at this time.
You don't want to answer the question, Mr. Henry.
You're going to have a party for graduating high school seniors. Is there going to be marijuana and drinking, yes or no?
I do not want to answer that question at this time because I don't want to influence the attendance at the party.
For fear that if you say no, there won't be drinking or pot, no one will show up?
I don't want to influence how many people show up.
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. We talked to Bobby and Steve Dooley, the high school senior graduation party they're having. Christina, go ahead.
Hi, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, ma'am, fine.
Bobby, I just, you know, I just wanted to know, what would be wrong with letting... What would be wrong with having a party?
Why don't you argue the point?
Why
don't you argue the point instead of, you know?
I was wondering what would be horrible about having the party later in the afternoon so that the families could spend some time with their graduating.
No, we've planned it for when we've planned it. Thank you very much.
I just don't. I mean, I went to two graduation parties last year, and
How old are you?
I'm 30 years old. I'm talking about family members.
What were you doing at graduation parties?
I'm sorry?
You're 30?
Yes.
What were you doing at graduation parties?
You would just let me answer the question. They were family members, younger cousins graduating from high school. It's a very big thing. Families want to see these kids. Plus, they're going to have the whole summer to spend with you, with your kids, you know, partying.
You people have been bothering them throughout their...
Well, what do you mean they've been bothering them?
The families... that these young people are a part of.
They didn't seem to have a problem with it. It seemed to be where they wanted to be. And then later in the evening, they went out with their friends, just like I did, normal people do.
They're forced to be with you.
It's a compromise, Bob. All you got to do is compromise.
Bob,
the parents are getting on you. The PTO.
No, no.
The neighborhood association.
The
all you got to do is say, you know what?
The people that are not getting on me are the kids, and the kids
enjoy it. I think you just
want to
be difficult. I think you just
want to
be difficult.
No, I'm just simply saying,
just to be difficult.
This is how it is.
Just to be.
Well, you're
defiant.
Calling in just to be. You're the one that called. I'm having the party.
Okay.
You know.
Have a good time.
Well, we will. Thank
all
you.
Right, bye.
Thank you very much. Bye bye. What a total 150%. See you.
Get out of here. Yeah?
Phil, I'm never coming back on your program again. You've got a higher per capita ratio of BITC. Listening to your show than any other show. Whores.
All right. Bud, just don't let her back on the air.
She's going to go back on.
Ms. Dooley, I'm sorry that you feel you're mistreated by my callers, but to be honest with you, you are a trivial woman with the way that you perceive a lot of these parents and their concerns. And because you happen to wear the lowrider jeans and you listen to Good Charlotte...
Whore.
Is Good Charlotte even making records anymore? I don't even think so. What the hell kind of a name is that? What kind of a band is that?
Have you ever heard Cold Pack?
What do you mean, Cold Pack? What do you mean, what's wrong with it? The guy's eyes are bugged out. His hair is hanging down in the front of his kisser. He got into the country with a freaking chainsaw.
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? Look at that guy's kisser. I don't know if anybody listening saw this guy's face. Gregory disappears. All right, now, this scumbag apparently got into the United States because we've got some Border Patrol guys in Maine. See, if you're Mexican... you better watch your step, but if you're a white guy carrying a hatchet covered in blood, come on in and have a nice time in America. This guy's name is Gregory Despres, some freaking frog name. He arrived at the U.S.-Canadian border crossing at Calais, Maine, carrying a homemade sword, a hatchet, a knife, brass knuckles, and a chainsaw stained with what appeared to be blood. U.S. Customs agents confiscated the weapons, fingerprinted him, and then said, have a nice day, and came right into the United States. Now, that's not the least of it. Then they go to, apparently, his last known location, and they find a gruesome scene discovered in his hometown of Minto, New Brunswick, the decapitated body of a 74-year-old country musician named Frederick Fulton. It was found on his kitchen floor. His head was in a pillowcase under a kitchen table. His common-law wife discovered stabbed to death in a bedroom. Now, this guy immediately became a suspect because of his history of violence between him and his neighbors. He was arrested April 27th after police in Massachusetts saw him wandering down a highway in a sweatshirt with red and brown stains. He's now in jail in Massachusetts on murder charges, and he's awaiting an extradition hearing next month. So it's nice to know we've tightened our borders up against terrorists. Now, moving on. The cat cut off a dude's head and he's just rolling right on in, baby. You want to know what we ought to be keeping out of the country? Them Canadians, that's who. Isn't that where those guys came in, the 9/11 guys? They came in Canada. They came right through Canada. These Canadians, they love them. Just love them to death. They got all kinds of opinions about us, and every time they turn around, they're sticking their foot in it somewhere. Every time these Canadians turn around, man, they're doing something dumb. Whatever happened to the good old days when those people actually had their act together up there? When they'd go out and kick a little ass with the rest of the world? Now they're just up there sucking their freaking thumb, waiting for everybody to do the work for them. And then they let this, and you ought to see a picture. You're telling me this guy doesn't look weird, bud?
No.
He's got his eyes bugged halfway out of his head. He looks like Barbara Bush on a good day.
Nothing wrong with him. I got a friend who looks just like that. I'm not saying a chainsaw is okay. If he cut a man's head off, that's probably against the law.
Oh, do you think so? Maybe it ain't up in Canada, though, you think?
I don't know.
Do you think it's against the law in Canada to cut a guy's head off, yes or no?
I don't know.
Are you an idiot or something? They're going to extradite him back to Canada.
But what does that mean?
It means they want him back in Canada. He's wanted for murder.
But is it against the law?
Even you can't be that stupid, Dickman. Is it against the law to kill a guy?
To cut his head off, I'm saying.
Yes, you idiot, because that's killing him. Gave you a hip thrust, huh? Hey, bud, why don't you go cut off a guy's head? You know, it may not be murder.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You go to our website, which is www.philhenryshow.com, and when you're there, get your backstage pass and get ready for our big webcast, baby. It's going to be happening on June the 17th, 7 p.m. Pacific time. The webcast, the first ever. And this is only going to be $6.95 for the backstage pass. Not only do you get the webcast, but you get everything, man. You get all of the classic show archives. You get our 30-day show archive. You got our instant MP3 podcast download, exclusive videos, crystal clear internet audio quality. We enjoy on our website, live stream and 30-day show archives delivered in high quality, crystal clear audio. Windows Media, Real Audio, or the ever-so-popular MP3 format at a quality 250% better than most websites. See, this is what we're talking about. We have a huge classic audio archive. Our daily show archives aren't enough for you. Then you can go to our audio archives filled with hundreds of fully edited classic show episodes. We got exclusive photos and video, exclusive internet content. It's only $6.95 a month. And the reason why we're telling you about it right now is obviously for our webcast, which is coming up on June 17th. We haven't had a webcast, I think, in 2 years, and this is going to be way better than any of the 360. We did webcasts about 2 years ago. There were 360-degree, the rotating. Remember those, man? The video, it was interesting, but the video quality was a little screwy. This is going to be, I'm looking at it right now, and we're going to have not only one camera. What are we going to have, four? We're going to have three cameras. Hopefully by the webcast, and one of them will be in the screening room, so you'll see Harry in there doing his thing, and then we'll have a couple in here, and
toilet cam?
Yes, we will have a toilet cam, so that'll be fun. Jesus.
Sitting in the bowl, huh?
Yeah, just right up. We'll have it in the water, man. What a putz. So only $6.95 a month. 1-800-449-8... So anyway, get your thing. And for Father's Day, the Teds of Beverly Hills bowling shirts, baby. The brand new Teds of Beverly Hills Miami Beach bowling shirt available for Father's Day. Go to the website and the souvenir shop, and there's no need to go anywhere else for Daddy's Day because all the goods are there, man. Not a controversy that one would, well, one would normally associate with rock and roll. Harvey Wireman is an attorney at law. He's joining us for just the last few minutes on our program to talk about Coldplay and how really insufferable a lot of people find this band. Harvey, thanks for joining the program. Do you agree?
Well, I'm an attorney. I was brought on to help represent the band here in the United States. I'm retired, but Coldpack has... You know, they've They inspire both hate and love. And
the band's called Coldplay.
What did I call them?
Coldpack.
Well, I forgive me. I'm sorry. I'll tell you why I said Coldpack, because I use one generally in the evening.
Well, let me guess where. Do you slide it down the back of your pants?
Yes. Okay.
Fine. All right.
You know, if you want to laugh about it, I'll hang my phone up, because I got a million other things I can do.
Go ahead. Tell me about Coldplay.
What's the name of the band?
Coldplay.
Because you just said Coldpack.
I did not.
Anyway, I had a call from this guy from the New York Times who said he thought the band blew Chimp. And I said, well, you know, that's your opinion, but this kid Martin has a beautiful voice. They have gorgeous guitar and keyboard sounds, and he said the whole thing is from strictly from hunger. He said it is tripe. And I told him that Coldplay. All right, because I wanted to say Coldpack.
All right, let's call him Coldpack.
All right, I told him I thought Coldpack is very good.